dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You know what this is. This is You Big Dummy, but it's a special edition. We are going to go through the dummy that won every week for each month. And these are all the dummies from last year, the winners from each episode of You Big Dummy. So we're going to read them back, and then I'll vote, Dan will vote, and you will call in and vote. And we'll get one vote, or third vote, after we do the summation here. All right, so let's get going. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy one. People say a fast food worker upset at having to work a morning shift has given new meaning to a burrito to go, slinging a hot one at his Taco Bell supervisor. Police in South Carolina say officers were called into the Spartanburg eatery Monday when a supervisor reportedly telling the worker to stop crying like a baby, unquote, just before being beamed with a food-filled projectile. A police report says that the supervisor had turned away when the melted cheese from the airborne burrito splattered on her left arm, side, and leg. Gooey stuff also made a mess of the entire kitchen, the police say. Police say the worker didn't stop there, adding that he took off his headset, broke it on his knee, and stormed out.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A suspected car thief tried to pass himself off as star Matthew McConaughey when Pennsylvania police found him Sunday, according to WTAE. Officers got a call about a suspicious person prowling around outside of the home in a George's township and ringing the doorbell. When they got there, they allegedly found 46-year-old Troy Miller sitting in the resident's car. When asked for identification, Miller would only tell officers he was the 48-year-old Oscar winner. Despite a rough resemblance, officers weren't fooled. Police arrested Miller on charges of attempted theft in a motor vehicle, false identification to law enforcement authorities, and loitering and prowling at night. Miller was booked into the Fayette County Prison with a bond of $500. There was no trial date set as of last Wednesday afternoon. By the way, I just want people to know that we had a picture of this guy when we first read this story last year. Looks nothing like Matthew McConaughey. Nothing.
Dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. By the way, this was sent to us by listener Margaret. Thank you, Margaret. An attempted burglary ended with nothing being stolen when one of the burglars accidentally hit his partner in the head with a brick. Security footage from the incident shows the two men approaching the store with bricks in hand. First man throws a brick through the window. However, as he steps away, he walks into the path of the second man who has already started throwing his brick. That second brick hits the first man in the head, knocking him onto the ground. The second man is seen then dragging his friend away. Nothing was stolen from the store.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. Organizers of the Big Cheese Festival in England apologized to attendees after they for running out of a key ingredient for the celebration, cheese. The organizers were inundated with complaints on social media after the Saturday event unexpectedly ran out of cheese despite promising, quote, a plethora of the finest international cheesemakers and mongers showcasing their amazing cheeses. The festival was also billed as including, quote, a range of bars serving craft beers, liquor, wine, plus live comedy, local bands, and cheesy DJs performing selections of jazz, funk, and R&B. So you get it? R&B, Brie. Organizers said in a Facebook post on Sunday that the weather prevented some of the cheese vendors as well as some of the performers from attending. After reading through some of the comments on social media, we were just as disappointed as yourselves that the event was disrupted by the adverse weather conditions, the Facebook post said. We've carried out many successful events previously, and we have never been in this situation before. We take great pride in what we do, and we take the opinions of our customers very seriously. The organizers said that they're taking measures, including offering 50% off the admission for next year's festival for anyone who bought a ticket to Saturday's event.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. A man in Guam has been charged with retail fraud after he allegedly stole two cases and 47 cans of corned beef from a market. Two market store employees said they saw the man leaving with multiple cans of corned beef. Court documents say the employees saw the man re-enter the store later in that day. The employees said they confronted the man, at which point he ran and escaped. An employee wrote down the license plate number of the car that he was in, and the police tracked it down. Police say the vehicle had been involved in another theft case, and officers arrested the man.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. Only child is a dummy.
Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. This was sent to us by our friend Jim Hankey and Sanford. So there you go. According to police, two men are accused of breaking into an ex-boyfriend's home and stealing several items. Then they left spaghetti sauce boiling with a washcloth near the burner in an attempt to to start a fire. I totally remember this one. The victim called 911 at about 7 a.m. on Tuesday because the security cameras in his home detected motion. He believed someone was breaking in because a towel had been placed over one of the cameras. Deputies went into the residence and saw a red Lincoln Navigator attempting to leave the area. A stop was conducted, and the driver, 28-year-old John Silva, and passenger Derek Irving, told the deputy that they had just picked up some clothes from the victim's home, according to the affidavit. The victim told News 6 that Irving was wearing a bull costume. The deputy said he could see marijuana grinder in the center of the console and a vacuum, a window unit AC, a flat-screen television, and a heater in the back seat. An empty jar of Ragu spaghetti sauce was also on the passenger seat. The home reeked of smoke when deputies entered it. According to the report, a pot of spaghetti sauce was found burning on the stove with a white washcloth placed near the burner that had begun to catch fire. Evidence at the scene revealed that Silva and Irving broke into the home, covered the security cameras, stole the items, and then put the spaghetti sauce on the stove in an attempt to start a fire so the evidence would be destroyed, according to authorities. Both men were charged with unarmed burglary, grand theft, and arson. One of them was wearing a bull costume.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
All right, we got a break for news. When we come back, we got one more dummy. We'll do the recap, and then you call in to be the third vote. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here till 5 a.m. It's Friday, and Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. We also have a Straight Outta Context Nick D Show Spies to do, and we have wrapping up You Big Dummy right now as we speak. We're here till 5, Steve Grzanich at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 for text and talk, and get your Fly Jam requests in a little bit later on. Alrighty then. Let's wrap up, you big dummy. And we're counting down to Dummy of the Year for 2018. And here we go. Dummy number seven, dummy number seven, dummy number seven. A man who ended up wedged between two buildings for more than 3 hours said he was chasing a runaway baseball. Michael Anthony Maggiacchiomo was rescued Friday from between the exterior walls of a Walgreens and Held College's parking structure in Honolulu. He had been holding a baseball on top of the plaza when it got away from him. This is like the sixth ball, so I think, okay, I got to go down there and get these. Maggiacchiomo, who is known to locals as Baseball Mike, quote-unquote, told KHON-TV. Maggiacchiomo said he decided to shimmy down between the walls, even though the space was only about 9 inches. I thought it was skinny at the bottom, but I'm skinny, very skinny, he said. He said he was about 15 feet from the bottom when he felt the space narrowing. That's when I learned that, uh-oh, but hey, I'm down there, I'm going to get the baseball, so I go lower and a little bit lower. A Walgreens customer heard Maggiacchiomo calling for help. Firefighters soon arrived to use drills and hammers to break through the wall, a process that took more than 3 hours. It started as a tile wall and then a full concrete slab and then a supported with rebar, Honolulu Fire Department Captain Albert Mullicum said. We had to cut through all of that to get to his location. Maggiacchiomo said he was taken to the hospital in serious condition but found to be free of major injuries and his recovery and is recovering from this ordeal. Good old Baseball Mike.
Can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
All right. We're going to do a recap here, tell you about the seven dummy finalists here as we move along, getting closer and closer to crowning the biggest dummy of 2018. So let's do the recap. We got the Taco Bell employee who threw the burrito at his supervisor. We got the guy who said he was Matthew McConaughey. Doesn't look anything like Matthew McConaughey. The guy who knocked out his accomplice after it bounced back. The cheese festival organizers who ran out of cheese. The guy who stole 2 cases and 46 cans of corned beef. The guys who set fire to cover up their robbery. And one of them, by the way, was in a bull suit. And the guy who got stuck between two buildings trying to get a baseball. Okay. Dan, let's go to you first. Who are you voting on here? Which dummy do you think is the dummiest?
I'm going to have to go with the Ragu bandits who broke into the house, left the spaghetti sauce boiling to try and burn it down. One guy was wearing a bull costume.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of good elements.
There's a special one. All of these are good. I mean, that's why, you know, these are the winners from last year. These are the winners, and we are picking from the best dummies.
I think I was here on the original night that we read that one.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Because it sounds familiar to me.
All right. Well, I'm voting for, this is tough. You know, I got to go with you, man. I have to say that there's too many amazing elements in this. The bull costume and the empty ragu container on the passenger seat.
The empty jar.
Yeah.
A marijuana grinder.
Unbelievable. All right, so I'm going with that. So it's our winner, but we want to get a third vote here. John in Indiana, who are you voting for dummy-wise?
That sounds like an episode for CSI, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is that what you're going with?
Well, I would go for, if that guy's Matthew McConaughey, then I'm George Clooney.
Okay. All right, John. Thanks, man. All right, so our winner this week, our first finalist, are the idiots who broke into the guy's house, stole a bunch of stuff, and left a boiling pan of ragu on the stove. All right, that's our first. That's our first finalist for Dummy of the Year. Boy, these are getting and these are tough, man. These are tough because people are dumb.
Yeah, that was a strong starting batch.
Absolutely. All right. What are you gonna do this? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. F-bomb.
Out of context.
in?
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out
of context, 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 context.
All right, y'all know what this is. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And when if anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, are we ready to start this?
We are ready to go.
All right.
We'll start with the first three are all from Brian J., so he was working hard this week.
All right.
We'll start with Mary Sandberg Boyle.
They could attach your little tiny thing to a headgear that would strap around your head.
Yeah.
That would ensure it not going down your throat. Imagine. You can get that thing now inserted, I think, in your throat or something.
Jeez. All right.
All right, next, as I said, also from Brian J., it's Brian Noonan.
We know where to hit it.
Oh. All right.
And another one featuring Brian Noonan from Brian J.
Do you foresee them doing anything different to try to protect Mitch Moore from Cox? They've got a defensive tackle that is COX who is coming hard.
Are you kidding me? Are you joking with that? I mean, there's a big reason why he didn't say that name before the last sentence that he said, and he spelled it out instead. Wow.
We'll revisit that one a little bit later.
At some point, yes. All right.
Next from Dennis, it's Steve Cochran.
And I was just about to pull it out, and she just went, oh, you're ruining Christmas.
What? Oh, that's a great one. That is a great... You're ruining Christmas.
That's an all-timer, I think, at least since I've been listening.
That's a great one. That is true. And the fact that it's Cochran puts it right over the top. That's a great one. Okay.
Next, from Mike H., it's Violetta Podrometic.
It's enjoyable to do by yourself.
Oh, man. You know, I've been away too long. I was gone for almost 2 weeks, man. This is just crazy. All right.
Yeah, I didn't even carve into probably half of these were on a separate page that I didn't even get to scratch.
Yeah, because there's so many. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next from Hawk of May, it is Steve King.
Here I go. I've hit the magic twanger.
Having fun on New Year's Eve, huh? Hitting twangers and stuff? Did they do that in this studio, or were they...
They were in the big studio.
They were in
A. I think, yeah, they had a lot of...
they had a ton of people.
Music guests.
Oh, yeah, they had music guests and stuff, so they used the performance space.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And then also, you know, from A, because I use a Studio D, pretty much I'm the only one that uses the studio.
Yeah, you and King John, I think.
Yeah, John uses the studio, too. But Studio A has the better view, because you can see the lake and Navy Pier and the Ferris wheel. So when they were on the air, they got to see the fireworks.
Yeah, they got access to a couple of fireworks shows,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
There was one kind of along the river, too.
Yeah, and we're on the 18th floor, so you get a fantastic view.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like in the middle of the sky of that. That's pretty cool. But let's do one more before we break for weather.
Okay. We'll do this one. Ryan M. and Jesse both sent this one in. It's Roger Badish.
The vibrator wasn't on.
Roger, you got to make sure the vibrator's on. Oh, my God. All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We'll do a few more commercials, and we'll come back and more filth and flarn from the staff of WGN with Straight Out of Context. Here's your forecast. A good forecast for the weekend, I got to say. Today, mostly sunny and a high of 46. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs are in the upper 40s or lower 50s. Sunday will be a sunny start, but an increase in clouds during the day. High temperatures 40 to 45 inland with readings in the upper 30s along the lakefront. And then for Monday, back to work, cloudy, mild, little rain, high temperatures between upper 40s and lower 50s. Currently, 32 degrees at O'Hare, 33 at Midway, 34 degrees at the lakefront. All right, break. We come back. More of Straight Out of Context. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Out of context.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Straight out of context. We're back, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, part of our Friday features. Straight out of context, when you listen 24-7 to this radio station, whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot it down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's continue, Dan.
All right, let's go to Jim, who sent this one in, of Pete McMurray.
Come on, I can bang that out in a half hour.
All right.
Next from Jesse, it is you.
Me? You know, once you work that out, you break that 16-incher in. It's the best.
Oh, man.
All right. Wow. I didn't even realize that we were talking about. You weren't here that morning. That was actually my first morning back. That was Wednesday. Ben was here.
Right.
And we were talking about Chicagoese. You know, language and words and phrases that are pretty exclusive to this city.
Right.
16-inch refers to
softball.
Softball, yes. That's what I was talking about. I was talking about how you got to break in that clincher. Because, you know, I can't tell you how many jammed fingers I've had from catching because you take the clincher out of the box, it's you know.
Yeah, pretty solid.
It's real solid, and you got to bust that thing in. So the first few times you play, you're at risk for busting your finger or jamming them.
Right.
And I can't tell you the number of times that happened to me. So, all right. That was an innocent mistake. Okay.
All right, next from Jim, it's Elton Jim Toronto and Andrea Darlis.
Would you shave the hair?
Certainly. I would shave down.
Oh, my God. What? Come on, that's too much information, man. I don't know about your grooming. All right.
All right, let's go to Joyce B., who sent this one in, of Dean Richards.
That's why I'm working the streets this morning.
You know, I got to say, consistently, Dean provides a lot of good material for this segment. He really does. Dean is one of the top people who we can count on every week to have at least two really good out of contexts. Okay.
Next from Jim, it is Chicago Fire star Steve Eigenberg.
Oh, sure.
With Pete McMurray.
Okay.
I get it both ways. I get it coming in and going out.
By the way, one of my good friends plays his wife on that show.
Oh, really?
The great Robin Coffin. She's a wonderful actress, and she's terrific on Chicago Fire. And I got to direct her in a couple of plays. She is with the Factory Theater, has been on my show a few times. Yeah, she plays his wife. And she's terrific on the show. Okay.
All right. Deanna gets credit for both of these next two, and they are both John Williams.
All right.
Just stick it in the ignition, give her a turn, and you're good to go.
Oh, my God. All right.
And next.
If somebody would come to your home and do it for you or help you do it, I would pay $100 for that service. I would pay $100 for somebody to do that for my dad.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, let's go back to Jim and back to Dean Richards.
I didn't take my pants off, but I did. I did unbuckle them.
What? Okay.
All right, next from Rob in Schaumburg, it's Lou Manfredini.
But wood was not designed to be licked.
Oh, how I wish Esmeralda were here. She would fall off the chair right now for that. She has a love for the particular Lou Manfredini Straight Out of Context clips. That's a great one. That's a great one. Okay.
Here's another one from Dean, and it is from Margaret.
I'd say I've got at least 4 or 5 inches on.
See what I mean about the quality of Dean Richards on this segment?
Consistent performance.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Next, Ronald sent this one in. It's another one from Elton Jim and Andrea Darlis.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Awesome, man. Awesome, man.
What the hell was that? What the hell is going on? Wow. Okay. All right. All right.
On that note, finally, we will wrap it up with this one from Titus W., and it's Brian Noonan.
Back in the day, I didn't care what I put in my body.
I'm sure it was innocently enough talking about all the weight that Brian Noonan has lost over the years. He was once a very big dude. I mean, he's still a tall guy, but he was a wide dude.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of weight.
He's
kept it off, too. He looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's it?
That's it.
That was like a week and a half's worth of straight out of context right there, and it didn't disappoint me. I was away, and this station was still in the gutter. All right, let's try this on for size.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
That's right. It is time for Nick D. Show Spies, another one of our Friday features. And this is when you listen to this radio station 24-7, whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy and jot all the information down, who said it, what time, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got, Dan?
All right, we will start with Brian J. expanding on a little thing we heard from Brian Noonan, who previewed the Bears matchup with the Eagles with Andy Mazur and Adam Hoge.
The Eagles have Pro Bowl defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, who is, he's just a monster. Do you foresee them doing anything different to try to protect Mitch Moore from Cox, Fletcher Cox? I got to watch the sentence structure on that one. Don't pull there. It's going on Nick D's out of context. I have a feeling.
Definitely.
All right. So you know what I'm saying, Adam.
Yes.
They've got a defensive tackle that is COX who is coming hard.
Oh Jesus!
Was that Hoge who responded to it like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I love the fact that now it's like whenever someone says something and they you know, we've been doing this segment for a long time.
They know
time.
Immediately it's
yeah,
coming
like,
up.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God, it's going to be on Nick's show. So, all right, what's next?
Next from Carol in Williams Bay, Dane Neal and Dino Tiberi were on this very program.
And I thank them for filling in.
Sometime in the last week. And they were just kind of running down a list of some of the top stories of 2018.
That's a bunch of the top stories, a list that Nick DiGilio would absolutely, I don't know if he would love the list, but he would certainly, I'm sure Nick was a fan of the royal wedding. I'm sure he got a chance
to check there were some things in there I'm sure he would have been interested in or at least discussed.
Royal wedding? The hell? I mean, we did talk about that yesterday. And in that sentence, I did say that I don't care about the
royals. That's what I figured, yeah.
I don't care about the royals at all, and I don't understand at all. Any American's obsession with the royal family. I don't get it, and I've never gotten it for years and years and years. Although I did end up watching part of the royal wedding that morning when it was on. I guess I was just up. Now that's going to end up on the show next week right there. See, even I now come to the realization. Okay, is there any more?
One more from
one
Margaret.
More. Okay, here we go.
And it'll be Dean Richards and Pete McMurray.
Okay.
He's shorter. He's shorter. I'm 5'11". He's shorter than I am. I'd say I've got at least 4 or 5 inches on him.
Okay, all right.
Not that size matters.
Yeah, size does not matter. Yeah.
Again,
when it comes to Hollywood.
We love to give things to Nick DiGilio's out of context feature whenever possible.
Right. Yes,
and I think talking about 4 or 5 inches does matter. That should give him a little content for this weekend.
There you go. Write that down, someone.
Thank you, Dean. Again, quality entertainment from Dean Richards on the Straight Out of Context.